Other business tonight. The first one being Marsh Farm Estates, subdivision 2008-9, final subdivision plan.
Thank you. This final subdivision plan for Marsh Farm Estates, the Planning Commission granted preliminary subdivision approval on December 10th, 2009. The subdivision contains 134 lots with open space. There are no significant changes from the preliminary plan and complies with the requirements of approval. The Planning Commission approved a request regarding a partial deletion of sidewalks at their meeting on December 12th of this year. An amenities plan shall come before the Planning Commission as a separate site plan. The subdivision shall be recorded on or before December 31st of this year. The subdivision shall expire, and staff is now in receipt of all agency approvals.
So this is what we just saw, Mr. Chairman, last week, I believe.
Correct.
Was enough. So, Mr. Chairman, concerning the Marsh Farm Estates 2008-9, my motion is for approval as a final.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve Marsh Farm Estates subdivision 2008-9 as a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Forest Landing Phase 4 MRRPC preliminary site plan and revision.
This is a preliminary site plan for Phase 4 of Forest Landing. The Planning Commission held a public hearing on the MRRPC on February 27th of 2003. The total number of dwelling units within the development is not to exceed 353. Phase 4 contains 48 single-family lots along with open space. There have been some minor changes to the layout of the lots regarding frontage and size since the public hearing. The applicant is requesting a reduction in the front yard setback from 30 feet to 20 feet. The property is, again, zoned MR, medium density residential, and is an RPC, which would allow for the Planning Commission to consider the change in the front yard setback. Staff is awaiting approvals from the reviewing agencies, and the final plan, if required, will come back before the Planning Commission.
Thank you, Ms. Cornwell. And Mr. Chairman, this is one of, I believe, three items tonight, of which you were the only you and Mr. Lack were the only people that were on the commission when these were originally acted upon.
We're the old guys.
And
careful.
This, I think I was here. I'll take believe it or not.
Were you?
Yeah.
Well, were you sitting in Mr. Schrader's lap? Because he said he was sitting in your chair.
I don't know. Well, in 2003, that was me. That was early in my tenure, but yeah, that was me. Yeah. I was not sitting in Mr. Schrader's lap. Just
thank you.
Just to make the record clear, put that in the minutes.
We can do it.
I review those, remember?
We knew it wasn't true. We just wanted to hear you deny it.
Ms. Cornwell, before I make my motion on this, if you'd be so kind as to share your expertise with us, the reason behind this request, because this is a different type of development than what was previously approved in 2003. Is that correct, from single family to condominium units?
Well, it's the same type. The rest of the development is all condominiums. So it's, I believe, duplexes and townhouses, and there might be some single families, but they're all condominiums. This is the only portion of the development that is fee simple single family lots.
Right, right. And by being sectioned over there, it's not going to be an albatross in the middle of the other development.
No, it's kind of separated a little bit from the rest of the development.
Yeah.
Mr. Smith, may I ask a question before you make your motion?
Go ahead.
We've had in the past requests for reduction in the front yard setback, and I'm concerned as to what impact this might have on the property in terms of parking and whether there's going to be any problems with encroachment on the street or sidewalks or that, given that we're reducing it, they're requesting a reduction of 10 feet. Is there a reason why they're requesting that reduction?
They did not state a reason, but I believe there is somebody in the audience that could answer that question.
Okay. There's somebody in the audience that can answer that question.
Good evening. I'm Jason Palkowitz with Solutions. And to answer your question, sir, we were reducing it for several reasons. One is the lots that were originally platted If you note, they're only 100 feet deep, which doesn't allow for the depth of homes today and doesn't allow for a usable rear yard, because if you also know there's no buffer to the community behind it, is the back of the lot is the next community. 20 feet is also very consistent with the rest of the community. The rest of the community, the duplexes, townhomes, and yes, she's correct, there are individual single family. They are approximately 20 feet from the back of the sidewalk, all of the units. There's no actual setback defined for the rest of the community, the rest of the 300 homes. And they are 20 feet from the sidewalk. So this is actually 20 feet from the right-of-way, which should give you 21 or 22 feet to the sidewalk. So there will be no adverse effect on the right-of-way or the sidewalk.
So this would not encroach upon the sidewalk?
And it would actually add more consistency through the community.
Because is the sidewalk in the right-of-way?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, that was my concern. I've seen others where, you know, the parking results in being in the, you know, the sidewalk or...
No, and...
So we've been told when they wanted to remove sidewalks.
And as a result of the minor tweaking, we actually increased the open space in the area.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir.
Yeah, and Mr. Johnson, I had the same and similar concerns, and that's I want Ms. Cornwell to share with us. I'd like to move this forward as a preliminary, and then we can look and see, because it's going to come back to us as a final. If nobody has any problems with that, then we can actually see what that 20 foot looks like. But I have visited the community. Mr. Chairman, regarding this request, Forest Landing Phase 4 MRRPC, my motion is for this as a preliminary with this revision to Phase 4. And that final site plan will come back to the Planning Commission.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve Forest Landing Phase 4 MRRPC as a preliminary. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Swan Cove Phase 8 MRRPC preliminary subdivision plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for Phase 8 of Swan Cove. The Planning Commission held a public hearing on the MRRPC on June 13th of 2002. The total number of lots within the subdivision is not to exceed 372. The number of lots within Phase 8 is 30. There are no significant changes from the original plan. Sidewalks are required on one side of the road. Again, the property is zoned MR, medium density residential, and is an RPC. The tax parcel is District 533, Map 12, Parcel 80. Staff is awaiting approvals from the Sussex County 911 Addressing and Mapping Department and is in receipt of all other agency approvals. And the Planning Commission could consider this as both a preliminary and final for Phase 8, as its staff is in receipt of most agency approvals.
And Mr. Chairman, I would like for the Planning Commission to consider this as both a preliminary and a final, subject to the staff receipt of the remaining agency approvals for Swan Cove Phase 8.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve Swan Cove's Phase 8 MRRPC as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other permits. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Home of the Brave 2. This is conditional use number 2022 preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the construction of a building of up to 8 rooms to be used as a boarding house for female veterans. The Planning Commission recommended approval of the conditional use at their meeting on July 30th of this year. Sussex County Council approved the conditional use at their meeting on September 15th of this year. Staff notes there have been minor changes made to the site plan from the conceptual plan as part of the conditional use. The changes relate to the location of the parking spaces that are now located across the driveway, and the location of the buildings are actually now farther back from the front property line. The preliminary site plan complies with the conditions of approval. The property is zoned AR1. The tax map is District 330, Map 12, Parcel 11.01. Staff is awaiting approval from the Sussex Conservation District and is in receipt of all other agency approvals. So again, you could consider this as both preliminary and final, subject to that agency approval if you so choose. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, concerning Home of the Brave 2 CU 2022, my motion is for preliminary and final pending staff receiving Conservation District approval.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the Home of the Brave 2 to change additional use number 2022 as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff. Subject to receipt of all of the permits, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. The next item is Josh Grabsky, conditional use number 2009, final site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the establishment of a food truck per conditional use 2009. The Planning Commission held a public hearing on February 12th of this year. Sussex County Council approved the conditional use at their meeting on March 31st of this year. The Planning Commission removed condition D regarding the location of the food truck at their meeting on September 10th of this year. The plan complies with all of the conditions of approval. The property is zoned C1 general commercial. The tax map is District 334, map 13, parcel 325.02. And staff is now in receipt of all agency approvals, so you can consider this both a preliminary and a final if you so choose.
Mr. Chairman, concerning Josh Grabsky, conditional use number 2009, my motion is for approval as both a preliminary and a final.
Second. Been moved and seconded to approve Josh Grabsky, conditional use number 2009 as a preliminary and a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item was Peninsula Lakes revisions to master plan.
This is a proposed revision to the master plan for a reduction in the side yard setbacks. The Planning Commission held a public hearing on July 30th of 2002 regarding the MRRPC. The Planning Commission reviewed the site plan at their meeting on October 16th, 2008. The development has been recorded. The proposed request is to reduce the side yard setbacks for primarily the lots along the water from 10 feet to 8 feet with an aggregate of 16 feet. Thank you.
Well, Mr. Chairman, you know, as you know, sometimes I have a difficulty with reduction in setbacks, whether it's front, rear, or side, up or down. One of the concerns that I have is by reducing the side yard setbacks on all the properties that are waterfront, the rest of the residents are going to have a lesser view of water. You know, for a bunch of people, they're going to have their waterfront view, and all the residents with all these other lakes are going to have trouble probably seeing the water because, as you well know, these houses oftentimes have outdoor showers built. They have entrances to their garages built in that side yard setback. They have their heat pumps units that are there in that side unit, so you wind up building almost a wall there. So that's just my concern. I don't know if any of my fellow commissioners share in that. Or so it looks like about the only way, if I didn't have a waterfront property, about the only place I could see the water would be if I was over in the resort style pool sunning myself, or driving along that little street that goes across there.
Interesting visual, Mr. Johnson.
I was going to say, the visual driving across the street is far more preferable.
I kind of lost it on that last, that preliminary piece. Just see if anybody's paying attention.
How many lots are affected?
All these green ones. Evergreen.
All the green ones.
I guess all these are man-made lakes, right? I mean, these are all man-made. Right?
Yeah.
If I've been by there, I mean, that's what they're doing.
Well, and I will share with you the other concern I've had, and when they request these side yards, reduction in side yard setbacks, is they're saying that their clientele want a bigger house. Well, if you want a bigger house, buy a bigger lot so you have more room to put your bigger house on, rather than maxing it out. Because again, the bigger the house you stick on that lot, the less or the greater the impervious surface. Plus the need for all these ponds, because you gotta do something with that water.
Is there a condition on showers and
it's
C units?
That's still, I mean, there's still setback issues, so it'd still have to be
out. Have to maintain separation if it's separation required.
So an AC unit would have, in this example, would be the
No, AC unit would be allowed to encroach 3 feet into the setback.
But a shower, individual outside shower.
If it's attached.
If it's attached.
Has to go conform.
It has to do what?
It would have to conform. If it's attached to the house, it would have to conform. What some of them do, they build almost like a fence effect, and it's unattached to the house, and it's almost like a fence, but it's
like a little standalone.
Yep. Yeah, standalone basically, but it only has 3 walls. But you right up against the house, just not attached to it.
Just not attached, right?
Was there a reason the developer said this?
He just wants a bigger house.
Bigger houses.
Yeah. And Mr. Johnson, this is where I tend to agree with you. I mean, a project like this starts with a blank sheet of paper. You know, it's a blank sheet of paper. It's a blank open field or whatever it might be. They know the rules. When they come to the commission, they come to the county, when they have the public hearings, they know what the setbacks are. And they know what they have to build with it. You know, to get this far into the process and then say, oh, well, by the way, we'd like to sell a few more square feet of house, so we want to go in. You know, we want to not abide by the rules they knew when they came in on that blank sheet of paper. And I don't think it's right. I don't think it's appropriate. It's not, any hardship was not a hardship created by county code. It was not a hardship created by any decision by the county. It's a self-inflicted hardship.
Just so we don't get ourselves in trouble legally, on RPC, it's not a hardship issue about the change in the setbacks. It's whether it's design ingenuity. Yeah, and so they have the burden of showing that it's not, we want a bigger house. It's that the overall development scheme is better because of
this. I don't have a problem with that, Mr. Robertson, as long as they do that up front. Yes. I mean, that's the reason you have all the public hearings, and that's the reason you have all that. They come at this late date and say, oh, well, you know, the real reason we want to do this is to sell a bigger house. It's hardly design ingenuity. It seems like it's more about selling a few more square feet of house. I just have a problem with it.
Mr. Lank brings up a point, too, that...
hard tonight.
One of the issues that would come across the county's desk on this would be enforcement. There's going to be some lots that have one set of setbacks and some lots that have another set of setbacks. And when you're going to pull a building permit or survey, how are you going to know which set of setbacks apply? So.
Yep. Some of the RPCs are tough.
Yeah,
they are.
Because a lot of phases have different conditions, different setbacks.
I just quickly added up these numbers here. Talking about 217 units. Not five or six or
over half of them.
Yeah.
Asking the planning commission to change a setback does not constitute design ingenuity.
No, I don't think so either. You know. I love free enterprise like the next guy. But...
Well, one possible alternative is if you want to defer action and have the applicant come explain himself, we could do that. We could vote on it this evening. If you want to go look at it, you'd like to take the opportunity to go look at it.
Not much look at it, it's just raw land.
Just right the raw land.
They're built to
the
site work.
Nothing right there. Are they doing any site work
they
at all?
They just got a bond. They got a bond today for first phase of construction.
So they haven't done anything.
That's not building one. No.
Right, yeah. Okay. Your call, Mr. Johnson.
Folks, you want to have them come in, or shall we just cut it loose? Okay. Mr. Chairman.
You could say you could approve the request. You can deny the request. You can alter the request. The alteration, I would suggest, if you even consider it, do it all. Make it consistent. If you want to do that. I'm not saying you have to. I'm just saying the whole project make it the same.
We'll
bring them back.
Mr. Chairman, concerning Peninsula's Lakes MRRPC revisions to the master plan, my motion is for denial of the request for reduction in the side yard setback on the waterfront properties from 10 feet to 8 feet.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to deny the request for revisions to the master plan for Peninsula Lakes. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Okay, referring back to our public hearings this evening, our first public hearing was a consolidation, but we're going to vote on these separately.